We're doing the Sheiltos. We're doing the first Sheiltos, actually, and we'll begin with the first Nitziv. We had seen in the Sheiltos that it is incumbent upon us to rest on the day of Shabbos, because when Hashem created the world, He created it in 6 days and rested on the Shabbos. And He blessed it and sanctified it like a person who builds a home. V'chadmatzvislei. What does that mean? So the Nitziv says, V'chadmatzvislei. Perush uchshemechino ma'amido al ha'tikun ha'ra'ui. When He prepares it and sets it, and it's fixed the way it should be. That's matzvis. U'mizeh ha'lashon hita b'rosh ha'shanah daf yudzayin tzavit le'zavdita. That's a term we find in the Gemara in Rosh Hashanah. He prepared food for the way. Uvechulin daf samech bina dematzvit le'nama. He wanted someone to prepare him bread. So the term matzvis means to finish off, to prepare it the way one should. V'chein peresh agadon radal zal al ha'gilyon. And that's also the explanation of Rav David Luria. Now, that's not so pashut, because if matzvit is Aramaic, that's the way the Nitziv wrote. But matzvit could also mean tzavi. And tzavi could mean desire. In Aramaic, tzavi could mean desire. Tzavit is to set up. Tzavi, the question is, does the root include the tuf or not? V'chad matzvit lei. So the Nitziv says matzvit over here means to conclude. Okay. V'hinei natan Rabbeinu shnei tamim al hadabachikut shebrichu. And the Rav over here gave two reasons to why Hashem blessed l'shabbata to the Shabbos, v'avid ilula b'ayoma, and made a party on this day. There are two reasons. Chada de matzvit l'olamo. One, that he concluded his world, shayabo metukan kol tzorko, that everything was set and finished, whatever was necessary. V'shenit, and secondly, shegamal ba'avodato v'nachmim mlachto, that Hashem finished His work and rested. So you see, He said, v'chad matzvit le, v'gamal le la'avidete. So that the Nitziv says is really two reasons. Matzvit le means He concluded. V'gamal le la'avidete is that He finished His work. One is as far as the job is done, and one is as far as the producer. He finished His work. Two different ideas. Yes? And to further clarify, I thought to enlighten these words, and this will be some type of introduction to the work with an agadic flavor. V'hinei k'tuvim ha'mpuzarim b'mitzvat Shabbat meshunim b'tam u'v'lashon. You have different verses with regard to the mitzvah of Shabbos, and they have different reasons and different terms, different language. De'b'parsha yishona k'tiv bet psukim hakdama v'tam al mitzvat Shabbat. In the first parsha, you have two verses that seem to be an introduction and a reason for the mitzvah of Shabbos. Vayechulu, everything was finished. Vayechal, and Hashem finished. Vayishbot, and Hashem rested. Umishumachin, therefore, vayevarech, Hashem blessed the day of Shabbos. Vayikadesh, Hashem sanctified the day of Shabbos. They were finished. He finished. He rested. Three things in the parasha of Vayechulu. Then the pasuk seemingly goes back and says, Hashem blessed, Hashem sanctified, because on this day He rested. Which one is it? So why didn't the pasuk reiterate? Because on Shabbos He rested and He finished and they were done. It doesn't say that.
כתיב תם על השבת, כי ששת ימים עשה השם את השמיים ואת הארץ, את ים את כושר בם, וינח ביום השביעי. In the Ten Commandments, it says, I want you to remember, commemorate the day of Shabbos, because Hashem created in 6 days, and on the seventh day He rests, al ken, etc. ובפרשת תיסה, then you continue to parshas ki sisai, כתיב אותו הטעם בשינוי לשון. Seems to say the same reason, only worded differently. כי ששת ימים עשה השם את השמיים ואת הארץ, וביום השביעי שבת ונפש, because Hashem created the heaven and earth in 6 days, and on the 7th day, שבת ונפש. Whatever those two words mean. ולא נזכר הים את כל אשר בם, but it's not identical, because in the parshas, Yisro says Hashem created the heaven, the earth, and all that's within them. And in Parshas Kisisa, it just says he created the heaven and the earth. It doesn't say all that's within them. Ubiparshat Shamor, Ktiv Tam Acher. And then you go to Parshas Vayeschanon, it says in the recording of the Ten Commandments, it says a totally different reason. I want you to rest on Shabbos. Because you were a slave in Egypt. Hashem took you out of Egypt, and that's why he commanded you to make this day of Shabbos. So that's a totally different reason that's recorded in Vayeschanon. And the Rishonim already discussed and developed the prime reason here. You could see it in the Nachmanides on the Torah and the Tur in Or HaChaim in the beginning of Hilchos Shabbos. Ve'adayin yesh le'avin sheichut zatam b'yichud leparshat Shamor. But what we still have to understand is why in Vayeschanon, where the Torah stresses Shamor et Yom HaShabbat, watch over the day of Shabbos, why there specifically does the Torah stress the reasoning because you were once slaves and now you're free? And this idea that the Torah says, watch the day of Shabbos, also needs to be understood. Do we understand it to be a prohibition? Just like throughout the Torah we say, if you have the root shamo, pen, or al, so then they indicate a prohibition, as the Talmud tells us in Erevin and many places. Is that what it means in Vayeschanon? Kashe, that's difficult. You have numerous prohibitions that are explicit in the mitzvah of Shabbos. So what is this one telling me? And furthermore, what the Shiltos himself writes, we will see later on, in chapter 166, the Shiltos writes, if you don't have wine, make kiddush on bread, and then you've fulfilled your obligation, because it says, watch the day of Shabbos to sanctify it. So, Alma Yisid, he understands that when the Torah says, watch the day of Shabbos to sanctify it, it wasn't telling you prohibition. The word to sanctify it indicates that you should eat and drink. And as you're eating, you should commemorate, make mention of this day. So that certainly sounds like the obligation to make Kiddush, like Zohar. That doesn't sound like he's learning the Shomar is teaching you prohibition. How does the word Shomar, together with the word likadisho, end up meaning this idea that you could make mention of the Shabbos during your meal? If the word shomer is just a classical prohibition, how does that fit in? Furthermore, the Torah says, watch the day of Shabbos as Hashem your God commanded you. The Kvadal Shubo in the Talmud already tells us the following drasha, Shenitan Shabbat Bimara, that Shabbos was already given to us prior to Sinai in our encamping in Mara. So the Torah adds in the Ten Commandments, watch the day of Shabbos like I told you. When did Hashem tell us? In Mara. Mikol makom, lefi apshat yesh lavin od ma shepiresh kasher tzivecha bimakom echad gabei azara deshamo. Nonetheless, we have to understand in Pshat, why does the Torah specify with regards to Shamol, why there specifically does the Torah say, as I told you already? Why is that the place to mention? You already told us back in Mara. So the idea is as follows. That the Holy One blessed be He, blessed the Shabbos with pleasure, oneg, amenities. ובכמה עניינים הנכללים בפירוש ברכה זו כמבואר בבראשית רבה. And with a few things that are encompassed by this blessing, as the Medrash says, והיינו כן הילולה שכתב רבינו. And that's like the party that the Shiltos wrote. That Shabbos is like, Hashem made a party, I just finished it. So yes, that's the idea that Hashem blessed Shabbos, that there are certain amenities that come along with Shabbos. ועוד קיצרה הקדוש ברוך הוא באיסור מלאכה ויתרון רווח כמו הקדש שאסור ליהנות ולעשות פה איזה יתרון למלאכה של עצמו. Then Hashem further sanctified the day that it's prohibited to do work and it's prohibited to make a profit on that day, just like hekdesh, that you're not allowed to take any benefits from hekdesh, you're not allowed to use it for your own wealth. והנה על הברכה יש גימל טעמים. So when it comes to the blessing of Shabbos, there are three reasons why Hashem blessed the Shabbos. Aleph, firstly, vayichulu. The heavens and the earth, everything was finished. V'tirgem unkulus, v'ishtachlelu. What does ishtachlelu mean? Haynu kidita b'shmot rabba, ateret kol ma she'asita. שנאמר ויחולו השמיים והארץ וכל צבאם וזהו וישתכללו שהיה העולם אז נאה ומעודר וכל היותר אפשרי. וישתכללו means they became perfected, that the most beautiful day on planet earth was that Shabbos, that the world was standing in the essence of beauty that first Shabbos. Everything was just perfect. When someone sees a beautiful building, so he feels happy. He says, wow, what a building. Today's the day to celebrate that building. He says, let that building last forever, even though it's not his home. I remember I used to see the World Trade Center, and I'd always wish it to succeed.
Really?
Yeah.
I was so impressed with it.
World Trade Center? It's one of the most impressive things I ever saw.
Why?
No. Few things. Number one, it showed what unity can accomplish. No one person could have built that. Every time I looked at it, I said, that's Achdus. See that? Okay, but when you see the two tallest buildings standing there into the sky, you tell yourself, okay, that's that represents unity. Secondly, that there were two. It was as if, Ribon Shom, there's one. Anything down here, there can be a duplicate. It always stood out in my mind that they made two. And more. Okay. So you see something beautiful, you say, wow, this should be blessed. I bless this to last for eternity, even though it's not my home. V'arei amru, the Talmud tells us in Brachos, haroi lanot tovot ubriot not, tzich levarech. You see beautiful creatures, you see beautiful trees, you make a blessing. They're not yours, but you're seeing something beautiful, blessed. וזה טעם שברך הקדוש ברוך הוא יום השבת ועשה אותו יום טובה. So the first thing is, Hashem blesses Shabbos. He doesn't enjoy this world. He made a beautiful world. Everything's perfect. It's not his, but you bless it. You go to the Swiss Alps, you look out and you see, what a view, you make a blessing. You walk out and you see a gorgeous sunrise, you make a blessing. It's not your sun, but the fact that you just perceived something that's perfect and beautiful, so there you make a blessing of appreciation. So that's the first blessing that Hashem gave to the Shabbos. This Shabbos represents perfection. Let it continue that way. Bet. Vayichal. The second reason that Hashem blessed the day of Shabbos, because Hashem finished Shenigmar Binyan Olam. There was Hashem, the creation of the world, the building of the world was complete. When a person finishes building his home, he makes a party to celebrate the conclusion. Even if he didn't build the most gorgeous home, any person that owns a house is happy with his own lot. So to Hashem looked at his world and was happy with the world he created. Gimel, thirdly, Vayishbot, Hashem rested, Haynu denach b'yom de Shabbata, that he rested on the day of Shabbos, Shekatav Rabbeinu, that's what the Shiltos meant. V'roi lebracha afilu lo haya nigmar ha'olam adayin. So it's fitting for a blessing, even if the world would not have been finished. The fact that he was, so to speak, able to take a day off, that deserves a blessing. V'chol ze tam al habracha. So these are three separate reasons for the blessings of the day of Shabbos. Aval al hakidush, but when it comes to sanctifying this day, lo shayach shnei tamim arishonim, so then the first two reasons aren't relevant. What are you going to say? Because it's beautiful, it should be sanctified. Because it's a finished product, it should be sanctified. Elatam ashlishi, the third reason it's what's relevant, kivo shavat, Hashem gave it holiness because he said, I rested on this day. V'amal al rachmana, the merciful one said to us, Nochu b'yom de Shabbata. I want you to rest on this day of Shabbos. Ki heichi dinachi be'ana, just as I rested on this day. That's the sanctification Hashem gave Shabbos. Nimtza pe'usha parsha. Now we can explain the parsha in Bereishis. It says vayichulu, they finished. Vayichal, Hashem finished. Vayishbot, and he rested. Three reasons mishum hachi vayivarech. That's the reason he blessed the day of Shabbos. We said three reasons. Vaykadesh oto, but that he gave it holiness. Kivo Shabbat, because on that day he rested. Only that reason is relevant. Retzoni al hakidush piresh tam shlishi levado. What I mean to say is that when he sanctified the day, the pasuk specifies for the third reason alone. V'inei b'parsha zachor nitztavinu al habracha v'hakidush. Now, you flip the pages of the Torah, you reach Parshas Yisro in the Ten Commandments. It says, commemorate the day of Shabbos, bless it and sanctify it. Zehu zachor be'oneg. Here the Torah is telling you, remember the day of Shabbos, enjoy it. Lo ta'aseh, don't do any work. Haynu kiddush. So the zachor is telling you, enjoy it. The lo ta'aseh melacha is telling you, sanctify it. ופירוש כל הטעמים, כי ששת ימים עשה השם את השמיים ואת הארץ, את הים ואת כל אשר בם בינח, על כן ברך. ויקדשהו. So all the reasons are encompassed when the Torah says, I want you to enjoy it. I want you to sanctify it. Meaning, refrain from doing work. Why? Because 6 days Hashem created, and Hashem rested. That's why Hashem blessed and sanctified. Blessed because there was the creation in the 6 days. Sanctified because he himself rested. Mashenken b'parshat Tisa. When you move forward to Parshas Kisisa, delo k'tiv sham ela mitzvat shmirah. All the Torah says is watch the day of Shabbos mimelacha, from doing work. Sheishbitu mimlecht ha-mishkan. The Torah was saying, the Torah wanted us to rest from the work of the Mishkan. Lo shayach el atam ha-shvita. So resting, that's the sanctity of Shabbos. So then only the reason that's applicable to resting is relevant. Mishumach lo niskar shenigmar kol ma'aseh bereshit. So that's why the Torah doesn't make mention that all the actions were concluded on that day. Ela shebiyom ha-shvii shavat v'inafash. The Torah is consistent. It says, I want you to rest from doing work. In other words, sanctify the day. What's the reasoning behind that? Because Hashem rested on this day. Are you with me?
Yeah.
The yeah didn't sound convincing.
I'm with you. I just have to go over this afterwards.
Should I summarize? Okay, the Netziv basically said,
There are three reasons to bless the day. The work was done. He was done with the work. He rested. There's only one reason to sanctify the day. He rested. So he says, I want you to rest like I rested.
What is the difference between he was done and he rested?
It's one thing to finish a job. Doesn't mean you're going to rest now. Maybe you'll go on to the next job.
You mean that his not doing anything else is the resting?
Correct.
In contrast to his just finishing what he was doing.
Correct. It's two different things. One is I finished this job. The other is I rested. It's two different things. Okay. In the future time, we will modify what you said, but for now, we'll leave it at that. Okay? So, those three are reasons to bless. Only the last one is a reason to sanctify. To sanctify is to command future generations to refrain from doing work. To bless is to give future generations pleasure on this day. Two different concepts. So when the Torah discusses why the day is blessed, the Torah reiterates, because on this day he concluded work, on this day the work was concluded. When the Torah speaks about don't do work on this day, the sanctity of the day, then the Torah stresses because he rested on this day, because the two are corresponding. That's in a nutshell what he said until now. Okay.
Reason not to do work because he rested. What is it that I mean just as he rested you should rest?
That's what it says. He rested, so he sanctified the day. Sanctifying the day is understood to mean don't do work on the day.
And the other two reasons tell you what?
They are relevant to why Hashem blessed it, made it a day of pleasure. A day where you eat, a day where you enjoy being with family. So in Parshas Kisisa, where the stress, the Torah just says, okay, you're building a Mishkan, don't do that work on Shabbos. So the Torah is talking about the sanctity. So then the Torah only mentions, because Hashem rested on that day. But it doesn't mention whether he finished his work on that day or not, because that's not the relevant point. Uvifashat Shamo, then you go on to Parshas Vayeshanon, where the Torah says, I want you to watch this day from doing work. Hosif mitzvah. Here the Torah really added a mitzvah. Haynu shenishtadel me'erev Shabbat, sheyeh Shabbat shamu mimilacha. That's the idea that on Friday you try to ensure that Shabbos is protected from work being done. Haynu sheyeh kol metukan me'erev Shabbat. That's the idea that you prepare everything on Friday. Ve'lo nitzterech lechalel ve'leachin b'Shabbat Kodesh inyanei machal u'mishteh. And you won't have to desecrate and prepare on the Holy Shabbos food or drink. And even though the Talmud tells us in Brachos, we have a derivation that whoever is responsible to watch the Shabbos, the prohibition of Shabbos, is encompassing for men and women alike, and then whoever is encompassed by the prohibition is also encompassed by the proactive commandment of Schira. And so women are also obligated by the proactive commandment of Schira. So you see, it is a prohibition that applies to women. You see, it's a regular prohibition. It's not like we were explaining. Over there, the Talmud is darshaning, why is it, what do we learn from the idea that Zohar and Shomer were said in unison? Kedeita b'Shavuot, as the Talmud derives in Tractate Shavuos. Umikol makom eni mikra yotze midei pshuto. But nonetheless, I stick to my guns. The simple reading of the verse, Shamor et yom haShabbat lekadsho, watch this day to sanctify it. Well, sanctify it, the Netziv maintains, means don't do work. Watch it to sanctify it means a day early, be prepared so you won't have to come to doing work. That's the Netziv's chiddush and what Pashup Shad in Shomer is Yom HaShabbos Lekancho. The two, the Gamlefi Apshat, Al Kochach Hanashim Mitzuvot Bo Lishamer Be'erev Shabbat, and even according to Pshat, it encompasses women. They also have to get ready on Friday, Kedei Shelo Yitzterech Lavor Alot Taseh B'Shabbat, so they won't have to transgress on Shabbos, Kivan Shem Muzarim Alot Taseh, because they're also responsible for the prohibitions. B'zehu Shamot Yom HaShabbat Lekadosho B'machal U'B'mishteh She'akol Mukhan Me'er Shabbat. That's this idea, sanctify the day of Shabbos with food and drink, it should all be ready on Friday. That's what the Torah says over there in Vayischan, and it says, I want you to watch the holiness of Shabbos like I already commanded you. That goes back to Moshe's warning. Prepare your food before Shabbos. Bake what you have to, cook what you have to, because you ain't doing it tomorrow on Shabbos. That's what it's talking about in Pshat. Not Mara, Alush. When they camped in Alush, Moshe comes and tells them, hey, Shabbos is coming. You guys have to finish all your work today. Later on, you're going to see I developed this idea that we have a concept in Talmud Kiddushin. Mitzvah bo yosu mi bishluchu. You should prefer doing a mitzvah on your own rather than have your emissary do it. That's only when it comes to the mitzvah itself or something preparatory that's explicit in the Torah. If it's a preparatory part of the mitzvah that the Torah specifies, then you have this idea that it's better you than your messenger. Avagav sheino ikara mitzvah, even though it's not the mitzvah itself, but if the Torah describes that preparation, then it's better you than your messenger. Like sukkah, the Torah says, build the sukkah. There's no mitzvah to build the sukkah. But the fact that the Torah specified that preparation of the mitzvah, make tefillin, tie the tefillin, make tzitzis, prepare food for Shabbos. The Torah went into detail, even though it's not halachically a mitzvah, but it has a different way. The fact that the Torah spelled it out means that it's relevant, this idea of a mitzvah bo yitomi bishlucho. Ve'al zeh mitzvah da'achana pirash tam chadash, shelo yichabed la'asot ve'lachin me'atzmo. So, over here, we have a new reason that a person shouldn't feel it's beneath him to do it on his own. Don't say, oh, it's beneath me, I'm so respectable. No, you were once a slave. That's why Hashem says, hey buddy, I know your history. You get off your comfy chair and go prepare yourself for Shabbos. Make sure you have Shabbos prepared so you really enjoy it. And you don't lose from the joy of Shabbos just because I prohibited you doing work on Shabbos. That's what the Torah was saying. You watch the day of Shabbos to enjoy it. Watch it, meaning prepare the day before so you can enjoy it, even though on the day of Shabbos I prohibited work. Don't let that prohibition ruin your Shabbos. You make sure that you still have a beautiful Shabbos. And that's how the Netziv, this is his beautiful Chiddush, interprets the commandment of the Torah, Shomor is Yom HaShabbos Lekadsho. What does he mean, Shomor Lekadsho? Shomor, watch it to enjoy it, even though you have the commandment Lekadsho to refrain from doing work.